We are joined by the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. He is also the 2016 NFL MVP, the 2016 Offensive Player of the Year. He is a four-time Pro Bowler, 4,944 yards passing, and 38 touchdowns last season. Atlanta opens up at Chicago on September 10th. He appears today courtesy of Gatorade and the Make Defeat Your Fuel campaign. We're joined by Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. Matt, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Good to be on.
Matt, good to talk to you. Let me ask you this. In talking to a number of starting quarterbacks, Matt, who have been around the league for a while like you have, it seems like they're actually more motivated and more excited about the work that goes into being a quarterback now than they were earlier in their careers. So how different is your approach to being a QB now versus when you first broke in?
Yeah, it's night and day. You know, I think when you're young and you're just figuring it out, you're not really sure what's important, what's not important. I think the cool part about experience and, you know, playing as long as I have is that you figure out what works for you and where you need to spend your time to get the most bang for your buck. And, you know, I feel like I've figured that out at this point in my career, and that excites me. I know that the work that I'm going to put in is going to produce results. And, you know, that part of it's really fun and really exciting and awesome to be a part of.
Matt Ryan joining us. Now, in terms of where to spend your time, you spend part of your time in the offseason here in Southern California to work with 3D QB, which is something you started last year. Julio Jones was saying that he felt like your arm was actually stronger last year than it had been in the past. So what kind of work do you do at 3D QB last year and this year?
Yeah, you know what? I've gotten great work with those guys, Adam Dado and 3D QB out there in Huntington Beach. It's not a bad place to train. Pretty good weather there. But we put in a lot of work on the field in terms of conditioning your shoulder, training your throwing muscles, creating, you know, really good torque. And it's been great work for me to be able to work with those guys. They're smart. They know what they're doing, and have really helped me. And I feel like, you know, as I've gotten older in my career, you know, finding the right way to train, finding the right things to do to help you be your best is really important. And those guys certainly help in that.
We're talking about Ryan. One of the other things, Matt, that you've done in the offseason is you've continued to improve your diet. Now, you are coming off the best season of your career, one of the best in league history. So you could have very easily said, look, I'm just going to keep eating what I've been eating in the past because clearly it works for me. So what made you look to improve upon that?
Well, I think as you get over 30 and you start to get into the second half of your career, you need to find things that help you perform better. And I was lucky enough to be able to team up with Gatorade this offseason, but really to meet with their folks from GSSI to talk about, you know, hydration, nutrition, and performing at your optimal level. And for me, I think those kind of things at this point in my career are the things that can help you get better. And so that was really the point of emphasis. Dan Quinn, our head coach, always pushes us to find ways to get that 1% or 2% better. And I felt like for me that was a really good way to try and find improvement.
Matt Ryan, my guest. You mentioned Gatorade. You're working with them and their Make Defeat Your Fuel campaign this summer. What have you been up to with those folks?
Well, you know, we've done a really cool spot, you know, that hopefully people have seen. But, you know, the Make Defeat Your Fuel campaign really talks about you know, a bunch of different athletes and you know, what their motivation was. And it starts with Michael Jordan talking about being cut from his JV basketball team and how that moment impacted his life and created motivation for him moving forward. For me, it ends with us walking off the field at the Super Bowl last year, and obviously that's going to serve as huge motivation for myself and my teammates moving forward. But, you know, I've always believed that you learn more from your losses than you do your wins. And I think the campaign is really, you know, a good source of information for people to see that, you know, some of these athletes deal with a lot of same things that they do, but it's the things that you do after that make you great.
You know, Matt, you mentioned the loss, and that's how that spot goes. It shows you talking about that loss, and here we are 5 months later, so you just mentioned that it does motivate you. I mean, in this sense, do you revisit that game, or have you gotten everything that you need from that game in terms of motivation, and are you now just looking forward?
Yeah, I'm looking forward. You know, I think it sits in there. It's what burns the fuel. It's kind of the fire in there. You know, that game provides that for us. You know, but I'm not consumed by it. You know, I think that you keep looking forward. You start, you know, concentrating on what your next goal is and how you're going to accomplish it. But that fire is still burning from inside, you know, because of that game. And that's really, you know, what I think the message is. You know, that's kind of how I feel heading into this season.
It seems to me you'd have to look at it that way, because if you get consumed by it, you can't go forward. But at the same time, and Matt, I've talked to a number of athletes over the years, as you might imagine, and this has come up repeatedly. You know, what's the stronger emotion? Do you think more about the ones that you get, or maybe the ones that get away?
You know, I've always felt like the ones that get away, for whatever reason, you know, have been the ones that I've thought about more. And throughout my life, it's been those things that have kind of burned at me to get better. And try and find ways to make sure that doesn't happen again. But it's definitely, you know, motivated by those things. You know, I probably hate losing more than I like winning. And you know, maybe that's not the right way, but that's kind of how I'm wired. And so that's certainly been my motivation throughout my career.
That's well said. I think all the great ones are like that. They hate losing more than they like winning, which is not to say you don't love winning, but you really hate losing. Now, I know you got to take a look at the team's new stadium earlier today. What did you make of the new home, and what do you think it's going to be like in terms of a home field advantage?
Man, it's unbelievable. I got to walk through today Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and, you know, it really is special. I was like in awe walking through there. I think it's going to be a great home field advantage for us. You know, the way it's designed and keeping noise in, I think it's going to be, you know, perfect for our organization moving forward. But, you know, even bigger than that, I think it's a really good thing for the city of Atlanta. It's something we can be very proud of. And there's going to be a lot of great Final Fours, NCAA championship games, Super Bowls here. You know, it's something that's going to be great for our city.
Yeah, Matt, one thought before you go about Julio Jones. He's coming off his third straight season with more than 1,400 yards. What impresses you the most about his game?
He's a competitor. I mean, everybody can see his athleticism, his skill, you know, how talented he is, his ability to track balls. I mean, everybody can see that. You can't miss that when you watch him play. But the way he competes, you know, just his grit, I mean, to be able to go after it week in and week out, year after year, to be the absolute best at what he does. It's impressive to be around that every day, and I've been lucky to play with him for as long as I have.
Matt Reinger, 2016 NFL MVP. They open up their season against Chicago on September 10th and appeared courtesy today of Gatorade and the Make Defeat Your Fuel campaign. Matt, great to have you back. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Have a great day, Matt. Matt Ryan.